Once again, everyone, welcome back to Wilcox-Hildreth High School for Game 2 of tonight's Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader between the Wilcox-Hildreth Falcons and the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Our girls' game came right down to the wire where Wilcox-Hildreth held off Pleasanton 37-35. The Falcons started the game on an 11-0 run and led 21-13 at the half. They were up 28-16 midway through the third quarter, and then a 10-point run by Pleasanton cut the game to two, and it was close the rest of the way, but it was Wilcox-Hildreth finding a way to hold on 37-35. 13 points, 9 rebounds for Jessica Harms, 13 points for Rachel Earhart, 11 boards for Riley Jenkins. For Pleasanton, 8 points apiece for Mallory Pates, Kristen Tolles, and Taylor Nichols. Tolles had 9 rebounds. Now it's time for the boys' game, or Wilcox-Hildreth, kind of like the girls, 3-0, but have they really been challenged? Their closest game was a 5-point win over Elwood, and then they took care of a 1-win SEM and a 1-win Alma team, while Pleasanton is 0-5 under first-year coach Jeremiah Slough. Have a couple of kids that are injured. They have played Axtell, Loup City Arcadia, Heartland Lutheran. They played them to 4. Elwood and Overton last night took care of them pretty good, but they have played some tougher competition here so far this season. We'll see if they can get their first win tonight. But let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to 5 Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. 5 Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. 5 Points Bank, the better bank. For Pleasanton, number 11 is a 5'8 senior, Anthony Hill. Number 15 is a 5'10 junior, Kale Miller. Number 21 is a 6'2 junior, Blake Eckhout. Number 25 is a 6-foot sophomore, Caleb Eckel. And number 55, 6'3 senior, John Colsheen. Head coach Jeremiah Slough, assisted by Casey Loomis. Pleasanton 0-5. For Wilcox-Hildreth, number 4 is a 5'8 junior, Ivan Demeet Ogg. Number 5 is a 6'1 sophomore, Matthew Heinrichs. Number 23, a 5'11 junior, Dalton Penning. Number 24, a 6'3 sophomore, Tristan Farley. And number 41, a 6'2 senior, Shane Farley. The head coach of the Falcons is Brent Heinrichs, assisted by Blake Farrenbrook and Brent Penning. Wilcox-Hildreth 3-0 on the season. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll tip it off between Pleasanton and Wilcox-Hildreth after this timeout.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. As the ball is in the air, and it'll be won on the opening tip here by the Falcons of Wilcox-Hildreth. Tim O'Day, Jim Lang, and Brett Beasley are your officials again for tonight's doubleheader. As Wilcox-Hildreth gets it down on the low block, the first shot by Shane Farley won't go. Tries to grab his own rebound, but out of bounds it goes, and Pleasanton will have the basketball. Wilcox-Hildreth will try to put on some backcourt pressure. They'll just lob over the top of it to Colsheen. His bounce pass to the back cutter in Eckhout gets by him and out of bounds. So Pleasanton turns it over on their opening possession. Of course, Slough playing his high school ball at Donovan Trumbull, had a stellar career at Hastings College. Now trying to get Pleasanton back to where they were for many years as the Falcons force the ball to the hoop. A reverse layup by Tristan Farley, no good. Ball is pulled down underneath there by Shane Farley. And then knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to Pleasanton. So Wilcox-Hildreth got the offensive board, but couldn't do anything with it. Turn it over. Here's Eckhout into the front court for Pleasanton. Needs somebody to come help him out as he picks his dribble up. He'll hand it off to Miller. Kale into the front court. Gives it off to the top of the key to Eckel. Man-to-man defense here by Wilcox-Hildreth, coached by Brent Heinrichs, as they fired into Colsheen in the paint. Makes some room for himself. Missed the short jumper. Rebound will be yanked down here by Dalton Penny, and here comes Wilcox-Hildreth. 1 minute in, and we remain scoreless. As Demeet Ogg gets it into the front court, swing it over the right side, down low. They get it again to Farley. 4 players on him, trying to tie him up. Then they reverse it over to Heinrichs, who gets fouled. He'll get 2 shots, as Tristan Farley had 4 Pleasanton Bulldogs surrounding him on the baseline, and somehow he found a way to wrap it around, and the foul was called on Caleb Echol. The first of the game, and Heinrich's free throw is too strong. Matt will get a second one here. 6 foot, 1 inch sophomore. We'll put the second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Heinrich's gets 1 of 2, and Wilcox Hildreth with our first score of the game, 1-0. And again, over to Cole Sheen to break the press. Again, hits the trailer Eck out. He brings it in, takes the shot, has it blocked out of there by Tristan Farley. Demet Ogg brings it all the way to the other end and hit the bottom of the rim with his layup attempt going a little too fast. Then Echol will get the rebound, and then Demet Ogg picks his pocket from behind. He'll bring it into the paint, dish it off to Farley. That is going to be Penny, back to Demet Ogg. And the Falcons will get back into their offense as Heinrichs drives baseline. Back up top. Back over to Heinrichs in the right-hand corner. He'll take the three-pointer. It's off the iron. No good. Offensive rebound put back up. No good. Second chance. Back up. No good. Third chance. Heinrichs trapped behind the basketball or backboard, and he'll end up turning it over. Echol with the steal. So Heinrichs and both of the Farley boys had an offensive rebound, but they couldn't do anything with it. And now Pleasanton turns it over again. That is their fourth turnover. And at the other end, the Falcons have the ball blocked off Demet Ogg and out of bounds. Second turnover for Wilcox Hildreth. In fact, the third turnover for Wilcox Hildreth. Team turnovers are even at 3 apiece. And now Pleasanton turns it over against the pressure. So not much going on here in the first couple of minutes as the three-pointer by Heinrichs is on the way. It is no good. Offensive rebound again by Farley, and he'll be fouled. Pleasanton's going to have to hit the boards a little bit better. That's already a strength for Wilcox Hildreth here to start the game as Shane Farley has his third board. The foul is on Blake Eckout, and two free throws now for Farley. And the senior puts the first one up too strong. 1-0. 5:35 to go here, first quarter, just underway on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Wilcox. Second free throw on the way, and it rattles in and out. No good, but then it's tipped in. The ball tipped in, and it could have been either Farley or Penny. Farley usually gets up a little bit more, but I thought it was Penny, so we'll double check, but that's who we put it on right now as Cole Sheen fires the three. It's no good, and the rebound brought down by Heinrichs. Wilcox Hildreth hustles into the front court, even though Pleasanton has all five guys back. Demet Ogg with it on the right wing. Pleasanton playing a 2-3 zone as the Falcons work it around the perimeter. Get it into Shane Farley. Farley, couple of dribbles up and under Cole Sheen, and his shot's no good, but they're going to call a foul on Cole Sheen. John's one of the few guys that Pleasanton has with a lot of playing experience on this year's team. That'll be the first on him, third team foul. Each foul has sent the Falcons to the line, and Shane Farley's right back there. He'll put this one up, and it's good. So after missing his first two, he'll get this one to go. 4-0. And the second free throw on the way, and it's good. So Shane Farley hits them both. It's 5-0, Wilcox Hildreth. Inbounds pass to Echol. He'll throw it back behind him to Miller and into the front court to Blake Eckout, right side. Unguarded, drops it into the corner to Hill. Hill now brings it out of the right wing. Has it tapped out of his hands. Bounce pass up between the circles, looking for a good shot here of the Bulldogs. Off a couple of picks, they'll get it to Eckout, but again, dribbles it off the leg. Another Pleasanton turnover. Demet Ogg, coast to coast, misses the short jumper. Then the ball is tipped out of bounds off of Pleasanton. So Demet Ogg has driven to the hoop about 3 or 4 times now. He just hasn't been able to connect. And it'll be Wilcox Hildreth ball underneath their own hoop. Throwing it in will be Penny. He'll go underneath to Farley. Farley has it knocked out of his hands by Cole Sheen. And they'll try it on the other side of the backboard. Still throwing it in will be Penny. Dalton looking. Goes with a little handoff there to Farley, who's double-teamed to Heinrichs. Back out in the corner, he drives, throws it into the paint to Penny. The ball knocked away, and another Wilcox Hildreth turnover. Their fourth. It'll be Cale Miller bringing it up one-on-one. A lot of grabbing going on there. Wilcox Hildreth's going to have to be careful. They're getting real handsy, and they just don't let him do that much anymore. Cole Sheen, right-hand corner, takes a couple of dribbles, trying to make a move on Farley, kicks it out top. Open three is on the way, but off the mark by Hill, and the rebound brought down by Heinrichs, his third. 5-0 in favor of Wilcox-Hildreth. And top of the key with it is Heinrichs. Quick ball moving over to Penny. Dumps it down to Farley. With it is Tristan. Tristan, trouble. Jump ball, steal, and a timeout. Pleasanton making the steal is Blake Eckout. And then Pleasanton's going to call the timeout. He was laying on the ground. He was either going to get tied up or walk with it. So with 3:45 to go here in the first quarter, we've already had 10 turnovers. It's 5-0, Wilcox-Hildreth. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the timeout, Pleasanton throws it away, overthrowing the intended target and picked up by Farley. Wilcox-Hildreth back into the offensive set, leading it 5-0 here. Demet Ogg dribbles it to the baseline, now comes through the lane, kicks it out on the wing to Penny, and then it's stolen away by Eckout. Eckout goes in for the layup and scores, and Pleasanton is on the board with another Blake Eckout steal. This one ends up finishing in points. 5-2, Wilcox-Hildreth, 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. Skip pass over to Penny, down to Farley. Tristan, triple team, coming in to knock it out of his hands is Anthony Hill. And that is the seventh Wilcox-Hildreth turnover. Pleasanton has six. We have not quite finished 5 minutes of this game. It's a frantic pace, and now a foul called, the first of the game on Wilcox-Hildreth. And we have our first substitutions. Coming in, Marshall Jeldon. And also checking in, Dax Fouts. The foul was called on Dalton Penny. And Pleasanton will inbound it at midcourt to Cole Sheen. Pleasanton has not subbed yet in the ball game, but they've only got 10 kids, I believe, suited tonight, a couple sick. As I guess that's starting to go around just at Christmas time, which is unfortunate. 5-2, low scoring first quarter. Wilcox-Hildreth with the lead. Eckout gives it between the circles to Eckel. Caleb, skip pass back over to the open Blake Eckout. They isolate him one-on-one on Tristan Farley. Kicks it down to the left-hand corner, and there's a hip check foul going to be called on Marshall Jeldon as Miller got around him and Jeldon gave him the hip. That'll be his first, and it'll be Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Slough with the instructions on the inbounds play. They dump it out to Cole Sheen, throw it right back into the corner, but Eckel is covered to Cole Sheen. He'll try the three, and it's good. John Cole Sheen hits the three, and we are all tied up. So after a four-minute drought, Pleasanton gets a couple of buckets, and it's 5-5 here at Wilcox. With it out front is Jeldon. Marshall dribbling around, picks the dribble up, goes to Demet Ogg. Back over to Jeldon, the left-hander fires the three. It's off the front of the iron, no good, and it's grabbed in the corner by Shane Farley. Barely had his feet in, and now as he tries to throw it back out to midcourt, it's off of his teammate and out of bounds. So another Wilcox-Hildreth turnover. This is Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. You can listen to us live on the web. Podcasts are up right after the ball game as well. And now Pleasanton travels because of the good defense by Ivan Demet Ogg. And there will be a chance here for the Falcons to take the lead back. Just under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 5-5 is your score. Wilcox-Hildreth has had many more opportunities, but they have missed a lot of second-chance opportunities. I'll tell you what, Blake Eckout blocks that pass out of bounds. He's been all over the place right now. The 6'2 junior playing out there at the guard has made a couple of steals, deflected a couple of passes. Pleasanton will go to the bench for the first time and bring in Ryan Bush. He is a 6'3 freshman. And Wilcox-Hildreth will inbound it. Pass knocked away, and then just as we talked about Eckout's hustle, it got him in trouble as he ran over the top of Fouts. And for Eckout, that'll be his second personal foul. And it looks like he's going to come out. And right back in, Anthony Hill, who got about 2 seconds of rest. Wilcox-Hildreth to Demet Ogg. Open three off the inbounds. From the baseline, it's over everything and out of bounds. So Wilcox-Hildreth, 0 of 3 from downtown. 1 of 3 for Pleasanton. Pleasanton did get a fingernail on that, so Wilcox-Hildreth will throw it in. Right up the sideline here, they'll go to Jeldon. to Demidog, back to Jeldon for another three, and that's good. Marshall Jeldon with the first three of the ball game for the Falcons. Wilcox Hildreth regains the lead, 8-5. A minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Miller up the right sideline with it for the Bulldogs. Surveying the defense, Colsheen comes out, sets the screen. He'll go around it, pick and roll, but he threw it at his knee. The ball loose, and Pleasanton gives it up for the eighth time. Fast break the other way. Shane Farley ends up having to do a 360. It's no good, and the ball ends up in the hands of Caleb Echol. That's only the second rebound of the game for Pleasanton, and Echol has them both. 8-5, Wilcox Hildreth. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Colsheen, top of the circle, lost his dribble. Waits for the back cut, overplayed by Jeldon, and well done by Cale Miller, and he'll be wiped out as he goes to the hoop. He was just going to come take the pass from Colsheen, and Marshall Jeldon overplayed him, and so the two made the eye contact, said head to the hoop, and it's going to send Cale Miller to the line for the first free throws of the game for Pleasanton. And the foul is called on Tristan Farley, his first. And the first free throw by Cale Miller is on the way, and it is in. Checking into the ball game again, Matt Heinrichs here for Wilcox Hildreth. Second free throw now for Miller. On the way, that one will not go. And Shane Farley has his fifth rebound here in the first quarter. And up the floor to Meadog. Nice pass backside, short jumper up and in by Fouts. And it's 10-6. That's what Wilcox Hildreth wants to do. Get it to Demidog, push that ball up the floor, see if he can find somebody open in transition. They finally did it. Colsheen, top of the circle here for the Bulldogs. Holds the ball, kicks it back over on the left wing to Echol. Echol will hand it off to Miller, and they'll reset. 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Floor really spread. The entire lane is wide open. 5 second count is on. Miller better do something with a basketball. Now he picks it up to Colsheen with 12. Colsheen just standing with the ball on his hip at 10. Coach Slough trying to call the play. Now with 7 seconds, they finally start to move. Colsheen dribbling like a point guard. Turnaround jumper, too strong. Rebound to Meadog, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. With your score, Wilcox Hildreth 10, Pleasanton 6. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton. Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says tear them up, Bulldog.
And welcome back to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Grant Sparks here at Wilcox Hildreth. Final high school basketball before the Christmas break. It is 10-6 Wilcox Hildreth after one, leading Pleasanton, where we had as many turnovers as we did points, each team with 8. And Pleasanton will get the ball to start the second quarter and nearly turned it over. Over on the wing, three-pointer on the way, and it is no good by Echol. And it looks like Demidog got the long rebound, and a foul will be called on the Bulldogs. Wilcox Hildreth dominating the boards, 12-2 in rebounding in the first quarter of play. The foul on Anthony Hill, his first. That's 5 on the Bulldogs, 3 on Wilcox Hildreth. Jeldon for the 3. That's too strong. Backside rebound, though, is Farley, and Shane puts it back up and in. 4 points and 6 rebounds for Farley, and the lead now back up to a 6-point margin. And Pleasanton's got to find a way to get some points here. That has been one of their main struggles throughout the early portion of this season, is putting points on the board. They average in the low 40s as they drive, dump it down to Colsheen. The ball tipped away. Shane Farley makes the steal. And up the floor comes Matt Heinrichs. 5 players have scored here for Wilcox Hildreth and 3 for Pleasanton, but nobody has put up a bunch yet. And now here comes another steal from Blake Eckout. He goes in for the layup and blew that one up too strong. Rebound brought down by Heinrichs. He has a transition bucket earlier. That's the only two-pointer of the game for Pleasanton. And at the other end, Shane Farley takes an extra step as he goes in for the layup. So the turnovers continue. 10 now for Wilcox-Hildreth, 9 for Pleasanton. And for as many turnovers as we've had, you can tell there have not been a lot of transition buckets. With only a 12-6 game. Up top, Hill swings it right side to Echol. Echol posting up Cole Sheen on the right elbow. Spins and then backs it back out behind the arc. Pleasanton is 1 of 4 from three-point land. Wilcox-Hildreth is 1 of 5. Top of the circle, Anthony Hill, crossover dribble, makes a move and kicks it off for a three-pointer. Eck out. That is too strong, and the rebound brought down by Farley. Farley immediately gets rid of it to Demidog. Into the front court to Heinrichs. Skip pass over on the left wing. A three-pointer on the way by Jeldon. It's no good, and the rebound is not grabbed. It's slapped out of bounds off of Pleasanton. And Wilcox held it with the basketball. Everybody headed to the other end thought it was Pleasanton ball. And the officials now confer and say, no, it's Pleasanton basketball. Two officials pointed in two different directions, so it will be Pleasanton ball. And up the floor with it will be Cale Miller, trailing 12-6, 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. On the right wing, Cale Miller will give it on the left elbow to Eck out against the man-to-man here of the Falcons. To Echol, comes into the paint, pulls up from 8, too strong, rebound pulled down, and a foul called as the board was grabbed by Tristan Farley. It will be the 6th team foul here on Pleasanton with 5:47 to go in the first half. The second foul on Caleb Echol. Falcons with the ball. Heinrichs on the left wing. Goes around his defender, comes into the paint, dumps it down low, reverse layup, up and in, Tristan Farley. And that makes it 14-6. Wilcox-Hildreth, when they get it inside, they seem to make the shot harder than it needs to be. Reverse layup or an extra pass or an extra dribble. Cole Sheen, he got free at the other end. He'll turn around and power it up and in. And a timeout will be called here by Pleasanton after their first bucket of the second quarter. 5:19 to go in the first half of play. It's a low-scoring affair so far. Wilcox-Hildreth 14, Pleasanton 8. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Earlier today, the Nebraska women's basketball team, a winner over South Dakota. The Nebraska men's basketball team just underway against the Citadel on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Hastings College men and women were winners today over Mount Marty. Cammy Bruckman, a career-high 29 points in the women's 93-77 victory. The men win 78-61. Brady Lohman with 28 points in that game. Last night, UNK picked up a pair of wins over Lindenwood heading into the holiday break. So everybody trying to win in our area going to Christmas as Wilcox-Hildreth brings the ball up the floor and ends up turning it over. As they kicked it out top to try and get their offense set, went between two players, and Pleasanton will get the ball back. 14-8 in favor of Wilcox-Hildreth, 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Anthony Hill on the right side overplaying the ball. Is Wilcox-Hildreth. Pleasanton, outside of once or twice, hasn't been able to make him pay for that as they get it to Miller. Miller into the paint, kicks it out. Cole Sheen for the three. It is no good. Offensive rebound to Anthony Hill, the first offensive board of the game. Lob it backside. Cole Sheen, catch and shoot and score. John has 7 of the team's 10 points, and it's 14-10. Wilcox-Hildreth, 4.5 to go, second quarter. With it, Heinrichs, he'll just take the three, in and out, off the glass, and then in. So Matt Heinrichs with his first bucket of the basketball game, and now Wilcox-Hildreth wants to take a timeout after the made bucket. So Coach Brent Heinrichs saw what the changes were on Jeremiah Slough's Pleasanton Bulldogs and decided to call the timeout. 4:25 to go here in the first half. It's 17-10. Wilcox Hildreth with a 7-point lead. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll be right back.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And back here out of the timeout by the Falcons. Pleasanton basketball trailing 17-10. Again, trying to overplay and trap the ball. It's going to be kicked out of bounds. Staying with Pleasanton. Returning to the lineup will be Shane Farley. Checking out will be Jeldon. Pleasanton with the basketball. And it looks like the original five starters, Hill, Miller, Eckout, Eckel, and Cole Sheen are in there. Hill with it between the circles. Bounce pass to Cole Sheen outside the arc. Farley on him. Gets to the cutter. Cale Miller outside the lane. Back out Cole Sheen. Couple three dribbles, doesn't go anywhere, now backs it out. They're on the weak side, get it to the top of the key. Eckout starts the drive and kicks it back out. Seen a lot of that start to drive and kick it back out. They do it again to Eckel in the right-hand corner. Now on the baseline, deep right-hand side is Cole Sheen. Shane Farley on him. They'll throw it all the way over the top to the left wing, but Miller doesn't even look to shoot. Just hands it off to Caleb Eckel. Back to Miller, and they'll reset the offense. 3:40 to go here in the second quarter. Driving in, good bounce pass underneath Cole Sheen, but it was partially blocked from behind by Matt Heinrichs, who doubled down. And the Falcons bring it up, one on two, and Demet Ogg is going to be fouled before he can get the shot away. And Demet Ogg doesn't care how many guys he's going against. He's going to take it to the hoop. And that will be a one and one here on the foul against Pleasanton. And Ivan Demet Ogg has yet to score. And we'll try and change that right here. And the first free throw is in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by John Colsheen. That's just the fourth rebound of the game for Pleasanton. And as we bring the ball up the floor, another foul has been called. This will be a pushing foul on Wilcox Hildreth. And we'll go against Dalton Penny. That'll be his second. So he'll come out of the game, and Dax Fouts will come in. That's only the fourth team foul on Wilcox Hildreth. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. First half stats, a recap of the girls' game, which Wilcox Hildreth won 37-35. We'll talk with Coach Dave Maracek. Trapped in the corner here is Caleb Eckel, tries to find somebody to toss it out to. Miller fights for the ball. Back to Eckel in the corner. Out on the right wing, they'll go to Ryan Bush, who's re-entered. The freshman has it knocked away, and Pleasanton turns it over. Demet Ogg, long pass down the floor. Pleasanton got a hand on it. It ends up in Farley's hands, and he'll put it up and score. Deflected pass fell right to Shane Farley. And now it's 19-10. Wilcox Hildreth up by nine. Pleasanton tries to set a big pick up top. Demet Ogg runs into Colsheen in the corner. The three-pointer on the way by Bush. It's no good. The ball is tapped out of bounds off Pleasanton. And the Bulldogs are really struggling offensively so far tonight. 19-10, your score. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Crossroads Ford, 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney. Or you can search online at crossroads-ford.com. Three-pointer Heinrichs, no good, crashing the boards. The Falcons are over the back. And the foul is on Shane Farley, his first, and the team's fifth. Get our girls game tonight. Wilcox Hildreth got out to a nice 11-0 lead, but Pleasanton chipped away all game long and made the last 4 minutes very tense. Tied it at 35, but fell 37-35. Cole Sheen dribbling the ball out around midcourt. Looks for a pick. Starts to drive. Dribbles right into the double team. The ball taken away by Fouts. Fouts tries to find his teammate Farley. Tristan through his hands gets it back inside. The shot of Heinrichs is blocked in there. Blake Eckout and John Cole Sheen got a hand on it. Now Pleasanton has the ball. But they have amassed only 10 points so far here in the first half of play, and we've got just a minute 40 remaining in the half. Bush to the top of the key with Blake Eckout. Back on the right wing to Miller. Miller over the left wing to Eckel. continuing to move. Ryan Bush to Miller. Back down Kolsheen, backs his way in, turns around, powers it up, but a foul will be called. Well, let's see, as he was double-teamed, which one of the Falcons it's going to be on. And two free throws coming up for Kolsheen, who has 7 of his team's 10 points. The foul is on Matt Heinrichs. That'll be his first. And two free throws coming up here for the 6'3 senior, John Kolsheen. So you got 6'3 Kolsheen, 6'3 Bush, but neither one of them play inside much. When John decides to power it up, he's going to move some people as the free throw is up no good. Second free throw now for Kolsheen on the way, and that spins out no good either. And Tristan Farley with his third rebound. Up the floor, Demet Ogg stops, now drives. Nice dish up, but Farley lost it on the way up. The ball right in front of us is out of bounds, and it's going to be last touched by Wilcox Hildreth. And you could hear Shane Farley as he went up. The ball just slid right out of his hands. Just couldn't believe what happened. And Pleasanton will get it again. But stuck on 10. Demet Ogg up the floor. Tries to tap it away from behind and does. Steal is made, but no transition. They'll just grab the basketball here with Fouts and bring it across the timeline. Demet Ogg, he's going to bring it down. Dish it off to Tristan Farley. His layup is good. 4 points for Tristan, and it's 21-10, Wilcox Hildreth. 45 seconds to go before halftime. This is more of a first quarter score, but both teams have a little trouble here tonight offensively. Ryan Bush with it on the right side of the key, dumps it into the corner to Cale Miller. Back up top, Eckel holds it. 30 seconds to go in the half. Over to Eckout. Trying to poke it away. It is going to be Farley. Can't get it done. Down to 20 seconds to go. 21-10, Wilcox Hildreth. Now the freshman Bush just dribbles and gives it off to Eckel. Down to 12 seconds to go. Down to 9 seconds to go. Nobody's moving. Eckel starts to drive and then throws it into Kolsheen. The ball is turned over. A chance here for the Falcons to get a shot. And a charge is going to be called on Shane Farley. Ooh, that's a big call with 2 seconds to go. Good job getting back there by the Bulldogs, and Eckel to take the charge. And so there's 1 second remaining here in the first half. We'll see if Pleasanton can even get a heave up. Kolsheen, and that is the first half buzzer. So the teams will go to the locker room, see if they can find a present that says offense on it as they get ready for the second half of play. It's Wilcox Hildreth 21, Pleasanton 10. Fort Kearney Conference basketball action is right here on Classic Hits as the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
And welcome back to Wilcox Hildreth High School. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says, don't let trash take up all of your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County, and of course, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It is halftime here in a low-scoring boys game, 21-10, Wilcox Hildreth leading the Pleasanton Bulldogs, who are looking for their first win. Wilcox Hildreth is trying to stay undefeated on the young season, which the Wilcox Hildreth girls did earlier tonight as they held on for a 37-35 victory, 13 points for Rachel Earhart and Jessica Harms, 11 rebounds for Riley Jenkins, 9 for Harms in the ball game. And head coach Dave Marochik joins us here at half. And, Coach, it may not have been pretty at times, but you're still 4-0. Congratulations.
Yeah, I was just told that after the game. You know, it's nice to be 4-0. It's the first time since the consolidation here at Wilcox-Hildreth that the girls' team has been 4-0. And, you know, it feels good, but at the same time, the girls know that they didn't play the best they could tonight, and we just didn't have it. But they dug down deep, and they found a way to win, you know. And we get up 10-0, and they're playing really well. Then maybe I did some dumb things and substituted and got the continuity away from the girls. But, you know, some of those younger girls have to learn to play too, and that's what I told them at halftime, you know. And then we got up again by 10 points the third quarter. And again, Pleasanton came fighting back, and that's a credit to Pleasanton and their new coach. He's doing a great job there. The girls are playing hard man-to-man, and they're getting up and down the court, and it's fun basketball at Pleasanton again, too, just like it is here at Wilcox-Hildreth.
The one kind of key moment, I guess, occurred in about 2 minutes when you guys were up 12 at 28-16, and then Pleasanton, Taylor Nichols, just kind of decided to take things over. She drove a couple of times on her own. Then they got her a couple of passes. She scored 8 consecutive points. Then they got the first bucket of the fourth quarter to cut it to 2. Then Pleasanton kind of tried to keep doing that, and you guys had switched it up and shut her down. They turned it over a couple of times. You guys got it back out to 6. Talk about that stretch of the game and what you did to make sure that 8 was all she was going to get.
Yeah, that Nichols girl played really hard. It brought back some of the old days, Doug, when me and you were playing, because she would back herself down in there and take about 3 dribbles and back herself down in there and turn around and shoot it and just put it up there, and it went in. And it was nice to see Jessica Harm step up. I switched girls, and she started playing her in the fourth quarter, and Jessie did a real good job on her in the fourth quarter. And this was by far Jessie's best game. We tried to get it into her quite a bit, but geez, we missed so many bunnies, and we had so many turnovers tonight. It's just like, you know, at Christmas time here, you know, we got a lot of college kids back, and their families are all back, and the kids want to do so good, and they're on a cloud 9 here, being undefeated. And, you know, I think they're starting to realize that they can be good. But, you know, once we played Pleasanton there down the stretch there, when that Nichols girl started taking the ball to the hole, you know, anything could have happened down the stretch, and we were just lucky that we defended her and they missed the shots at the end of the game to seal the win for us.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you dominated the boards, a lot of that because you had multiple offensive boards, but you were missing the bunnies, getting 2, 3, 4 opportunities or turning it over, which I had 27 for you. So you've only played 4 games, and this was only your second game since the first weekend of the season. So you've got a lot of practice in. I'm sure the girls wish that they had a couple more games under their belt, but you'll get a bunch in January, obviously. 4 games in, positives for your ball club besides being 4-0. I know this wasn't your typical game.
Our two senior leaders, Jessica Harms and Rachel Earhart, have done a great job of helping mold this team. This team and these teams in junior high that we've coached in junior high and brought them up through the ranks of building the momentum coming up this way. And these sophomores and freshmen and these juniors that we had in junior high were either undefeated or only lost 1 game in junior high. So they know what it takes to win. And the future is bright here for Wilcox-Hildreth girls. I mean, the girls are just going to keep growing and growing and getting better and better all the time. And they're starting to believe. And that's something here, since I've been here in 4 years, that I haven't seen before, that they just didn't believe that they were good. They didn't believe they could win. And now in the Fort Kearney Conference especially, they're starting to believe. They're starting to win. They're looking at the schedule and saying, hey, we can win a few games down the road here. And now we go to our holiday tournament with a good chance to win our holiday tournament. And who knows what could happen in January coming down the stretch here.
Yeah, again, the way the schedule falls, you'll take on a Kennesaw team that has struggled a little bit here, and then it's either Lawrence Nelson or Harvard, probably Lawrence Nelson, I would think, and then you come out and take on Shelton and the team from Kansas. Red Cloud got another win today, so maybe they're an improved team as well. So a chance for the Falcons to make some noise. I know the kids have been, and the coaches have been, waiting for this time over the last few years building it. And Dave, just want to say congratulations and hope to see you guys again soon. Have a Merry Christmas.
Doug, I really appreciate it. And the people here at Wilcox-Hildreth really appreciate you being here. And, you know, we get great refs to come down here tonight. And, you know, to have you come here before Christmas, it just makes the excitement even bigger and better here, Doug. I mean, the people look forward to seeing you here. And when you do come, and it makes the girls feel really good that saying, hey, this is the game of the week on radio, and they feel good about it. And I appreciate that, Doug, and I wish you a Merry Christmas, and I appreciate all you guys do for high school athletics. In 30 years that I've been doing this, you guys have followed and been a big part of all the career that I've had in coaching, and I'm very proud of you guys for doing that. Thank you.
Thanks for the kind words. Dave Morachik here with us at halftime. Boys game 21-10. We'll take a break and give you the stats right after this.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, here's a quick look at our first half boys' stats. For Pleasanton, Anthony Hill, one rebound. Kale Miller, 1 point. Blake Eckout, 2 points and a block. Caleb Eckel, 2 rebounds. And John Colsheen, 7 points, 1 rebound. And the numbers look like Pleasanton have only scored the 10 points that they have. 10 points, 4 rebounds. 1 out of 4 at the free throw line. 1 of 7 from three-point land. 1 block, 13 turnovers. For Hildreth, Marshall Jeldon, 3 points. Ivan Demidog, 2 rebounds. Matt Heinrichs, 4 rebounds, 4 points, and a block shot. Dalton Penny, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Tristan Farley, 4 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Dax Fouts, 2 points. And Shane Farley, 6 points, 7 rebounds. 21 points, 18 rebounds, 3 out of 7 at the free throw line. 2 of 8 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 12 turnovers. And at the half, Wilcox Hildreth leading Pleasanton 21-10. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm home or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
We'll start the second half with Wilcox Hildreth inbounding the basketball, immediately posting up Shane Farley, and he'll spin and score. So it's 23-10 in favor of the Falcons. And again, Pleasant has just got to find a way to score, and driving in Eckel, and he is going to have the ball taken away by Tristan Farley. Fast break the other way. Pull up three for Dalton Penny is no good. Ball is deflected out of bounds, and it will stay on that end of the floor with Wilcox Hildreth. So it's all going to be who gets the first spurt of offense here in the second half. Wilcox Hildreth to put it away or Pleasanton to get back in the game. Inbounds right-hand corner to Heinrichs, drives baseline, dishes it off to Farley. Shane's pull up from 9, no good. Offensive rebound, Tristan Farley back up and in, and that's another stat. Pleasanton has got to box out. They are just getting dominated on the boards. 18-4 was the number I had in the first half. Up the floor with it is Kale Miller, drives. Gets by his man, puts it up too strong. Rebound brought down by Shane Farley, his 8th. And here comes Wilcox Hildreth into the front court. Demidog on the right side. He'll give it to Dalton Penny. Lobs it inside. Shane Farley lays it up and in. And the Falcons have come out and have attacked the rim here to start the second half. Coach Heinrichs wanted them to get tough, and they are. And a chance for a 3-point play here for Shane Farley. The foul was on John Colsheen. That'll be his 2nd and the 1st of the half for the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons, and the free throw is up and it is in. 28-10 in favor of Wilcox Hildreth. They come right out with a 7-0 run to start the second half of play, and Pleasanton gets it into the hands of Eckout. Blake gets it back up top to Ryan Bush, who has checked in, over to Anthony Hill. He'll hand it off to Cale Miller. Continuing to run off screens here in this man-to-man defense. Cole Sheen straightaway three. That one is too strong. Rebound, Demet Ogg comes out of there with it. Pushes the ball up the floor, gets by one all the way to the right side, tries to throw it behind him. Ends up in the hands of Dalton Penny on a wild pass, but he's been getting assists by doing that. And now the ball stolen away by Ryan Bush. First turnover of the half by Wilcox-Hildreth as they scored on their first three possessions. Here's Echol in the left-hand corner, back up top to Hill. Hill swings it over to Miller. Miller's got to look at a three, and he's got it. Cale Miller hits the three-pointer, and first-year coach Jeremiah Slough once again calls a timeout after the made bucket. He'll only have two remaining as they want to see what has happened since the halftime and adjust to it here. 6:03 to go in the third quarter. It's 28-13. Wilcox-Hildreth will be right back.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wilcox-Hildreth High School, 28-13. Wilcox-Hildreth with the lead, 6:03 to go in the third quarter of play. And let's take a look at some of the basketball results from earlier today. And we will start on the girls' side when we get a second here. Some updates from around the area. York beat Hastings 62-30. Wood River knocking off Sutton 47-45 in a girls' game. St. Paul over Broken Bow 39-33. As Pleasanton tries to get the steal, ball tapped into the air, but Heinrichs will come up with a loose basketball. Driving will be Penny. Tries to force it into Shane Farley. It's loose on the floor. We get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Pleasanton. Other girls' finals from today. Red Cloud edged Alma 35-34. Sandy Creek over Wilbur Claytonia 51-21. It was Minden over Phillipsburg, Kansas, 69-34. Giltner beat Cedar Valley, 52-37. Fremont girls took care of Kearney, 58-33, a night after Kearney upset Lincoln Northeast, the number five team in the state. Eustace Farnham beat the Elm Creek girls, 39-37. Here's a three-pointer by Anthony Hill. Off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Shane Farley. Up into the front court to Heinrichs. Heinrichs starts right, goes left all the way to the rim, throws it up, no good. Rebound on the floor. Heinrichs wins the battle for the loose ball. And yet another second chance opportunity here for the Falcons. That has been the story of this game. About everything else is even, but all these second chance points have given them a 15-point lead. A three-pointer for Demet Ogg is going to be no good. And the rebound brought down by Ryan Bush. That'll be his first of the game. And according to my book, that's only the fifth rebound for Pleasanton tonight. And we are under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Cole Sheen with the ball at the top of the circle. Tries to work off a screen, but Shane Farley stays on him and then deflects the ball out of bounds. Other girls' action today. Central City beat Twin River in overtime, 40-33. Chambers Wheeler Central over Sandhill Stedford, 57-53. Burwell beat Twin Loop, 46-39. And Selma Myrna over Elwood, 47-42. We'll look at some boys' scores in a little bit as Cole Sheen drives. The ball will be slapped out of bounds. Shane Farley thought maybe that it had went off of his foot. Right now, they'll take it out underneath their own hoop, out to Cole Sheen outside the arc, back in the corner, trying to find Hill for a three, but it's covered. Then the bounce pass is stolen away by Demet Ogg, who pushes it up on the left wing, stops at the left elbow. He's really unguarded, so now he just goes all the way in. Cole Sheen blocks the shot, ends up in the hands of Farley. He misses the first one. He misses the second one, and Tristan couldn't get it to go. Cole Sheen will grab the rebound. John will bring the ball up the floor, acts like a point guard all the way to the rack, puts it up too strong, no good. Shane Farley with the rebound. Now he gets it up to Demet Ogg. Numbers aren't there, tries to dish it off to Marshall Jeldon, who's just checked in. And a foul called as Jeldon grabbed the basketball. And it's going to go against the Bulldogs. Although we're waiting to see what the indication is. Yes, it is on Anthony Hill. That'll be his second. And the Falcons will inbound it in front of their own bench. Dominog at midcourt, back to Heinrichs, overload on the right side in the corner. Jeldon likes to shoot the three, and they're going to call a foul on the missed three. Three free throws are coming up, and Cale Miller with his first personal foul will send Marshall Jeldon to the line to shoot three free throws. Boys action for the day. Alma beat Red Cloud 37-33. Burwell over Twin Loop 58-50. Elmwood Murdoch beat East Butler 76-30. Other boys action today, as the first free throw is no good. Loomis Oliver Brady 68-16. Humphrey St. Francis beat Fullerton 47-38. It was Sandhill Stedford over Chamber Wheeler Central boys 62-48. Seward beat Norris 42-36. Second free throw, good. Third one coming up. Also today in boys action, Southern Valley rallies to beat Cozad in overtime, 65-61. SEM over Ansley Litchfield, 66-25. Twin River beat Central City Boys, 42-40. Third free throw for Marshall Jeldon, good. So he's able to get two of the three, and it is 30-13. Wilcox Hildreth, 3:50 to go here in the third quarter of play, and a hand check foul going to be called on Jeldon, trying to keep Miller from driving to the hoop. That'll be the second foul on Jeldon and the first foul of the half here on Wilcox Hildreth. And it'll be Bulldog basketball from their baseline. Caleb Echol to throw it in. Echol throws it over on the outside to Colsheen. Colsheen back into the corner to Echol. Tried to find Eckout, but he's covered. Over to Miller. Back to Colsheen, top of the key three. Off the front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Caleb Echol. Back out on the corner to Bush. His shot no good. Another offensive rebound by Echol. He'll put it off the square. It will not go. Bush tries. It will not go. And the rebound brought down by Shane Farley. Fast break the other way, and Jeldon will lay it up and in. Pleasanton just about doubled their total of rebounds for the game on that last possession and just couldn't get it to go. It is not their night. Bush baseline at the other end. Turnaround jumper no good. Offensive rebound. Blake Eck out, and he'll be fouled. So all of a sudden, Pleasanton finding a way to hit the boards, which they had not done for the first two and a half quarters. And Blake Eck out will go to the line and shoot two. And a timeout on the floor here by Wilcox Hildreth. With 3:08 to go in the third quarter of play, it's Wilcox Hildreth 32, Pleasanton 13. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Wilcox.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Dudu wanting to thank again our many fine sponsors. Wish you a very Merry Christmas, as we will have our last broadcast tonight until the 30th, when you'll hear the Ravenna Holiday Tournament here on Classic Hits and the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament on ESPN 1460. And out of the timeout, the first free throw by Blake Eckout bounces off the rim, no good. The second one too strong, and the rebound brought down by Tristan Farley. And up the floor comes Demet Ogg, gets through the double team, swings it over to the right side to Dax Fouts, who's checked back in. And then Demet Ogg threw it to the wrong jersey. There was nobody in the area, and saying thank you very much is Ryan Bush. Although they have taken better care of the ball here in the third quarter. Eckout drives, kicks it out of the corner. Bush for three. It comes up short, no good. Ball tap loose. Falcons get the rebound. Farley, and then maybe a frustration foul there by Blake Eckout. That'll be his 30. Just can't believe the way this game is going so far tonight. And the ball will come back over to Wilcox Hildreth. Jim Langan, Tim O'Day, Brett Beasley, our three-man officiating crew. Girls' game was close at the end, 37-35. Wilcox Hildreth hung on for the win as Demidog drives, dishes. Cole Sheen deflects the pass out of bounds. And they'll take it out underneath their own hoop. Throwing it in will be Dalton Penny. Penny lobs it inside. Ball deflected. Ball loose. Two people on the floor. Jump ball. Arrow goes to Wilcox Hildreth. And they'll try it again. The Nebraska men's basketball team all tied at the half with the Citadel. 32-32. That is on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Nebraska women were winners earlier today. Easily over South Dakota. They were up 20 at the half. Jeldon in the right-hand corner. Gets it down to the low post. Tristan Farley dribbles. He's behind the glass. Tries to force it up. It's no good. Eckhout finds a way to win the battle for the loose ball. And Pleasanton will get it into the front court. Set things up. Driving in all the way to the rack. The floater off the heel. No good. Offensive rebound. Once, twice, and the foul. Ryan Bush just hung with it after Wilcox Hildreth got the initial rebound there with Farley and it was taken away. But somebody better get a can opener here for the Bulldogs for Christmas, because that's just ridiculous the way that ball's bouncing around the rim. It just won't fall through the cylinder. And the foul is called on Marshall Jeldon, and at the line to shoot two will be Ryan Bush, and the first one is good. First point of the ball game for Bush. 32-14. 6 points in the first quarter, four in the second, and now four here in the third for Pleasanton. Second free throw, good, so Bush hits them both. And checking into the ball game will be Anthony Hill. So Hill, Cole Sheen, along with Bush, Miller, and Eckhout for Wilcox Hildreth. Demidog brings the ball up the floor. Heinrichs is in there, as well as Dalton Penny. Demidog brings it all the way down, has his shot blocked out of bounds by Cole Sheen. Also in the ballgame for Wilcox Hildreth is Tristan Farley and Dax Fouts. Shane Farley getting a breather. Falcon ball underneath their own hoop. They fire into the left-hand corner. Demidog puts the ball on the floor, comes into the paint, puts it off the glass, and scores. First points of the game for the point guard, Demidog, and it's 34-15. Wilcox Hildreth in control. Not because their offense has been dominating, but because their defense has been pretty solid. They averaged 60 points in their first two wins. Last two games have been a little different as Cole Sheen gets fouled on the entry pass. And it's going to go on Tristan Farley. That is his second. And Pleasanton will get it underneath their own hoop. Hill will throw it in as they box the lane, set the screens. Hill looking inside, and nothing there, so he has to jump it outside to Cole Sheen. John drives, lost the handle. The ball goes out of bounds and belongs to Wilcox Hildreth. Third turnover of the quarter, 16th of the game for Pleasanton. Wilcox Hildreth has turned it over four times this quarter and also 16 times for the game. But they've got a 19-point lead, 34-15. Demidog gets by two defenders, leaves it off of the baseline for the short jumper that's up and in by Fouts. Dax hits the 10-footer, his second bucket of the ball game. 36-15, Wilcox Hildreth. Miller with it, hands it off to Eckhout. Cole Sheen, top of the key, hits the three. John with his 10th point of the basketball game and his second three. 36-18, 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Penny, as they bring the ball out, looks like the Falcons are going to practice on playing for one here. Coach Brent Heinrichs off the bench, telling them to spread the floor a little bit. And again, you just kind of look at the schedule for Wilcox Hildreth. They're playing well, but as we talked about with Coach Morachik, the girls, as far as competition, they don't have a whole lot of, you know, state-rated teams or one-loss teams between now and the end of January. Now we move with a three-pointer. Heinrichs and Matt will hit it. 6 seconds to go. Pleasanton will inbound it. 2 seconds they have. Cole Sheen from three-quarter court, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter with your score. Wilcox Hildreth 39, Pleasanton 18. Back in a minute on Classic Hits. Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
We head to the fourth quarter of play here from Wilcox Hildreth on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda and our producer-engineer Grant Sparks. Pleasanton will get the ball, but they trail 39-18. Wilcox Hildreth putting up 18 points to the Bulldogs, 8 there in the quarter. And we'll see how this thing finishes out. Pleasanton ball. Eckhout gets it into Cole Sheen, posted up over Farley. Turnaround jumper no good. John continues to battle, and then he'll be fouled on the putback. So Cole Sheen will go to the line. He has 10 of his team's 18 points. He's hit a couple of threes. He's 0 of 2 from the free throw line. For Wilcox Hildreth, 11 points for Shane Farley leads the way as 7 different players have scored. And Cole Sheen's free throw is up and good. The foul was on Dalton Penny, his third. And after the first made free throw, Cole Sheen will fire up the second one. And it's in and out, no good. Rebound is a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Wilcox Hildreth, as Eckhout came in there to tie up Shane Farley. If nothing else tonight, there will have to be a silver lining for Pleasanton, and Blake Eckhout's hustle has to be one of the things you look at here. As Shane Farley brings it up, he's trying to dribble like a point guard against Cole Sheen down to the low block. Cole Sheen makes him give it off to Fouts. Fouts drives, great backdoor pass right to Farley, who lays it up and in. So Fouts got the ball, then gave it right back, and that's 13 for Shane Farley. 41-19, Cole Sheen in the paint, kicks it out on the wing to Hill. Hill back up top to Eckel. Caleb gives it to Miller. Miller drives, little finger roll off the rim. Dalton Penny will bring down his third board. Gives it off to Demidog into the front court for the Falcons. Wilcox Hildreth plays next Friday at the Lawrence Nelson Tournament. They get Kennesaw in the first round, and the shot is up. No good. Rebound brought down by Eckel, and then it's stolen away, and underneath, bodies go to the floor, and will we count a basket? No. Shane Farley got fouled underneath. Be a much tougher task for the Wilcox Hildreth boys against Kennesaw than it will be for the girls, although both should end up being competitive games, and then Lawrence Nelson and Harvard on the other side of the Harvard Holiday Tournament. Foul here is called on Caleb Eckel. That is his third. The team fouls are even at 5 apiece. Shane Farley will get 2 free throws. And Farley, well, no, they're going to count the basket. My bad. They did count the basket, and he'll get 1 free throw, and he will make that free throw. 5 in the quarter and 16 in the game, 44-19. Wilcox Hildreth. Right-hand corner with it is Cale Miller. Miller drives, and he'll be fouled on the shot, driving on the right baseline. Getting him on the arm was Fouts, his first. 6th team foul, and 2 free throws for Cale Miller. He's 1 of 2, has 4 points here tonight for Pleasanton. Free throw, no good. Pleasanton is now 4 of 11 at the line. Wilcox Hildreth is 7 of 11. Second free throw short. Rebound comes down to Fouts, and Wilcox Hildreth back on the offense with 6.5 to go in the game. The outcome is not in doubt, and the Falcons will go to 4-0, leading it right now by 25 as Heinrichs drives the lane, gets it underneath to Farley. He goes up and has his shot blocked out of bounds by Cole Sheen. That'll be the third block shot of the game for John. In for Wilcox Hildreth, Tristan Farley returns, and here comes Sam Woolen in for the first time. And I'm sure we'll probably see everybody by the end of this ball game. Also, Jeldon is in there with Heinrichs. And also Penny. Penny throws it in. Heinrichs comes up with the ball into the corner to Jeldon. Jeldon back to Penny on the right baseline. Back out in the corner. Jeldon for the three. It skips off the rim. No good. Long rebound. Nobody's got it yet out at midcourt. Finally, Anthony Hill will grab it. Give it to Bush. Cole Sheen, a three in transition. Spins out. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds by Heinrichs, and it'll stay with Pleasanton. 44-19, Wilcox-Hildreth. 10-6 after one, 21-10 at half, 39-18 after three. Cole Sheen back into the corner. Here's a three-pointer for Miller. That's too strong. Rebound goes to Tristan Farley. I've got him with 9 now in the ball game. Shane has a dozen as they continue to dominate the glass, but Pleasanton has at least done better in the second half in the rebounding department. Heinrichs decides to dribble. Nobody covers him. It'll hit the 15-footer. He thought about the three. Nobody covered him. And he takes the dribble and scores. 9 points for Matthew. And it's 46-19. With it is Eckhout on the left wing. Tries to get it into Cole Sheen. Bounce pass knocked out of bounds by Dalton Penny. Here comes Fouts back into the ball game for the Falcons. And a timeout on the floor here by Pleasanton. They will have one remaining. 5:26 to go in our boys basketball game here in Fort Kearney Conference action. It's all Wilcox-Hildreth, the Falcons 46, and the Pleasanton Bulldogs 19. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Merry Christmas from Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. We'll be right back.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, it is the Bisco Sports postgame show. We'll give you the final stats, talk with the victorious head coach, Brent Heinrichs of Wilcox-Hildreth, give you a couple of other scores, and send you on your way. Nebraska has jumped out to a 5-point lead after a tie game. 17.5 to go in the game. The Nebraska men lead the Citadel 40-35 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Pleasanton basketball off the timeout. They'll inbound it, get it up top to Caleb Eckel, back to Hill. Nothing there, so they'll set up the offense. A little confusion here about what they wanted to do in the pass. Nearly stolen away. They do get it into Cole Sheen on the low block. His fadeaway from 7, no good. And over the back, Blake Eckhout has committed his 4th personal foul. Team fouls are now even at 6 apiece. Again, earlier tonight, Wilcox-Hildreth won the girls' game 37-35. They started on an 11-0 run to take the lead. Then it was pretty even, went up 28-16, and then a 10-0 run by Pleasanton cut it to 2, and it was tight the rest of the way. It was Emily Poole's only bucket of the game that proved to be the game winner with just over a minute to go, 37-35. Into Tristan Farley with a bounce pass. He's double-teamed, and it's knocked out of his hands. First turnover of the fourth quarter for the Falcons. Cole Sheen gives it over for Eckel for the three. It's off the iron, no good. Ball is batted around, heads into the stands along with Anthony Hill. And it's off of the Bulldogs. So Wilcox-Hildreth will inbound it. And Pleasanton shooting under 20% in the basketball game tonight. And that has been the struggle this evening. Wilcox-Hildreth in the left-hand corner. It's Sam Wollen. Wollen gets the ball back. Back over on the right wing. Young man has battled through too many injuries in his career. Over to Marshall Jeldon, to Fouts. Back out to Jeldon. Jeldon, couple of dribbles between the circles. He'll give it to Penny. Just reverse it over to Fouts for the three. Off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound run down to the backside by Jeldon. Then it's slapped out of his hands. Still loose. Goes out of bounds. And they're not sure who it's off of, so they'll call it a jump ball and give the basketball to Pleasanton. So the Bulldogs bring it up. Exactly 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter of play. 46-19, Wilcox-Hildreth. Looks like the Falcons have dropped into a zone defense here with this game taken care of. Bounce pass, try to get it into Cole Sheen, but it's in front of him, and picking up the loose ball is Tristan Farley. And that'll be the second turnover of the quarter here for Pleasanton. With it is Sheldon. Dumps it into the corner to Fouts. Right back to Sheldon. They'll reverse it. Fouts calling for the ball in the paint. They don't get it to him. Kick it back out to Sheldon. Crossover. Comes into the paint. Wants to find somebody to pass it to. Has to turn and kick it back out to Tristan Farley. Into the corner they'll go to Penny. And just kind of killing some time right now. Wilcox Hildreth. They've whittled it down to 3:10 to go. Posting up Fouts. Trying to bounce his way in on the block. And his shot is up too strong. Cole Sheen pulls down his fourth rebound. And John will dribble it up the floor with 3 minutes to go. Leave it off for Echol. Echol trying to run off a couple of screens. Now cuts back. Ball knocked away. Out of bounds off of Wilcox Hildreth. Falcons kind of know what's coming. And so they're finding out where the basketball is going. They can't try to run Echol off a screen. They always know he's coming back against it, so they just don't even bite for the screen. Give you a college football update here in just a moment, so stay with us as it's airing on ESPN Radio. Into the paint, Cole Sheen puts it up off the front of the iron. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Penny. Penny pushes the ball up the right side, dumps it into the corner to Woolen. Woolen brings it up top to Sheldon, to Fouts. 2:20 to go in the game. Still 46-19. Nobody's scored in the last 2 minutes. Back up top to Sheldon. Sheldon decides to drive left side of the lane, leaves it off on the pass through the paint to Fouts, and Fouts will get fouled. Dax will go to the line for the first time this evening. And both teams are in the bonus, but that will be a two-shot foul. Third on Anthony Hill. First free throw by Fouts is good. Dax now with 5 points in the basketball game. And substitutions now starting to come in for both sides. College football, Louisiana Lafayette 7, Tulane nothing. 2.5 to go first quarter on ESPN Radio. Earlier today, San Diego State beat Buffalo 49-24. Southern Cal beat Fresno State 45-20. And Colorado State with an amazing comeback to beat Washington State 48-45. Fouts hits the second free throw. It's 48-19. Wilcox Hildreth. We'll get some of the new names in a minute, but Bush fires a three for Pleasanton. It's off, no good. Rebound, scrapping forward on the floor. And we've got a jump ball call. The rebound will be credited to Lance Aspergren. And it will be Wilcox Hildreth basketball. Aspergren is in there. So is Colby Cronin. Woolen's going to try a three from the right corner. All the way around and out. No good. And the rebound brought down by Ryan Bush. He'll hustle it up the floor here for Pleasanton. In for Pleasanton is Devin Trampy, as well as Keaton Reese is into the ball game. So is Grant Metz. Driving in for the shot is Morgan Zimmer. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Wilcox Hildreth. It is Colby Cronin. They're kind of letting him play a little bit here, and we finally have a whistle to stop the action, and a foul will be called. So we trot to the other end and shoot the 1-1. At the line will be Lance Aspergren. The foul was called on Morgan Zimmer. And the free throw for the 5'11 freshman is up and in. Louisiana Lafayette has just scored again. They're up 14-0 on Tulane. They scored just as we were reading the score the last time. Second free throw now on the way, and it is in. So Aspergren hits them both, 50-19. Pleasanton just 1 point here in the fourth quarter of play. Let's see if some of the backups can get on the board. Into the front court is Keaton Reese. The freshman gives it off to Zimmer, a sophomore. Again, the only two seniors on the team are Cole Sheen and Hill. And they get it underneath. Short jumper off the glass. There's Grant Metz, and he'll score. So Metz gets in the scorebook. 50-21, a minute 10 to go. Aspergren brings it into the front court here. Guarded up there by Reese. Swings it over to Woolen. Guarded by Zimmer. A minute to go in the game. Top of the key. Fouts tries a three. That one is too strong. Ball goes high into the air. It's going to be saved by Cronin. And another opportunity here for the Falcons. Woolen drives in. Runs into traffic. Just throws it up. It's no good. Grabbed by Morgan Zimmer. Zimmer will push it up the floor for Pleasanton. Gets across the timeline. Gets it to Reese. 35 seconds to go to Bush. Bush drives the baseline. Tries the scoop shot. It's up and it's in. Ryan Bush. 4 points in the ball game. Also in there, Matt Cedar for Wilcox Hildreth is on the floor for the final minute Now we're down to 20 seconds to go. Wilcox Hildreth will go to 4-0, and Pleasanton will go to 0-6. They go to the Arapaho Holiday Tournament. Here's a bounce pass to the right elbow. Aspergen, he'll drive and get mauled. So more free throws coming up for Lance with 9 seconds to go in the game. Again, our next basketball here on Classic Hits, the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. Overton will play Spalding, Spalding Academy Monday afternoon the 30th, followed by Ravenna Centura in the evening action. And the free throw by Aspergren is up and good after the foul on Metz. So Lance is going to pick up some points from the line here off the bench. 9 seconds to go. Second free throw, and Aspergren made all four of them. 52-23. And Pleasanton will get one more shot. Inbound a basketball to Keaton Reese. Reese to the top of the circle. Passes it off. 2 seconds, 1 second. They'll throw it towards the rim, and that is the end of the basketball game. And Wilcox Hildreth just steadily pulled away this evening against a cold-shooting Pleasanton Bulldog team as Pleasanton was held to a season-low 23 points. Wilcox Hildreth 52, Pleasanton 23. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show, the final stats, coach interview, and much more right after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wilcox, Hildreth, and Pleasanton. Misco Sports wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, continuing to take care of all of the area schools and athletes with the best gear available, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play when you work with the folks at Misco Sports. It was not the Pleasanton Bulldogs night tonight here for the boys. They just could not get the ball in the cylinder. Wilcox Hildreth came out and asserted themselves at the start of the third quarter and took that 11-point lead out to 21 and never looked back. Here are the final numbers for Pleasanton. Anthony Hill, 2 rebounds. Cale Miller, 4 points. Blake Eckout, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 1 block, but he might have hustled more than anybody on the floor. Shane Farley for Wilcox Hildreth battled hard, but Eckout was all over the place tonight. Caleb Eckel had 5 rebounds. Ryan Bush, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Morgan Zimmer had a rebound. Grant Metz came in and got a bucket for his 2 points. John Colsheen led the way with 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 block shots. Pleasanton had only 4 rebounds in the first half. They did get 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 4 in the first half, 3 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers for the Bulldogs, 13 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Pleasanton had 10 points at halftime, 13 in the second half, and the Bulldogs finish with 23 points, 18 rebounds. They were 4 of 12 from the free throw line, 3 of 17 from three-point land, 4 block shots, 18 turnovers, and the Bulldogs fall to 0-6 on the season. Up next, Pleasanton will take part in the Arapaho Holiday Tournament, where they take on Hitchcock County in the opening round, and that will be on Friday the 27th. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Wilcox Hildreth and talk with the head coach, Brent Heinrichs, right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Visco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look at the final numbers for Wilcox Hildreth. Marshall Jeldon had 7 points in the basketball game and one rebound. Ivan Demidog, who is the point guard, 2 points, three rebounds, really hustled the ball up the floor all night long. Matt Heinrichs ends up with 9 points, five rebounds, one block. Colby Cronin came off the bench late and got a couple of rebounds. So did Lance Aspergren, who was 4 of 4 at the line, 4 points, two rebounds. Dalton Penny, 2 points, four rebounds. Tristan Farley, 6 points, nine rebounds, and one block shot. Dax Fouts had 6 points and one rebound, and leading the way tonight was Shane Farley. He had a game-high 16 points and a game-high 12 rebounds. For Wilcox Hildreth tonight, they had 18 rebounds in the first half, 21 in the second half of play. Free throw shooting, 3 of 7 of the first half, but they were 10 of 11 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 2 of 8 in the first half, and in the second half, they were just 1 of 8, so that was not the strong point tonight. Turnovers, 12 in the first half, 6 in the second half. Wilcox Hildreth had 21 points at halftime. They were up 21-10. They scored 31 in the second half, and the Falcons finished with 52 points, 39 rebounds, which was 21 more than Pleasanton. They were 13 out of 17 from the free throw line, 4 of 16 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 18 turnovers, and the Wilcox Hildreth boys joined the girls at 4-0 with a 52-23 win. Up next, they will play Kennesaw next Friday, the 27th, in the first round of the Harvard Holiday Tournament. And Coach Brent Heinrichs joins us here in the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Coach, hey, Merry Christmas, first off. And
thank you.
Congratulations on the 4-0 start.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you, Doug. I appreciate the coverage. We've seen some games in here. We had a couple of coin flip games. We had a couple games we thought were winnable, and so far so good. We got Bennett's kid injured himself early, and we've kind of fought through that. But we've been far from perfect. But we thought this was a game that we could win. I told them we got to take a game from a could win or should win maybe to the one column, and we can't let those slip away. Pleasant, and we knew we'd play hard. So I'm happy to be here 4-0 at Christmas time, and we got some tough tests coming up shortly.
Like I said with Coach Morajic on the girls' side, you guys had only played one game since the first weekend. What's the last 2 weeks? That's a long time to not play a lot of basketball, especially at this time of the year.
Yeah, it is. The Shelton game got rescheduled. They went to the State 1 Act. We're going to play them on January 2nd. But, we had to try to have an intense week of practice this week. We know we got to make it through the moratorium, and then there's going to be no practices before we play. So, and trying to keep them focused and try to shore up some things that we weren't doing the best. So we're trying to build some confidence, but the main thing is we're trying to get them to play good defense. We're not ever going to score 75 points, but if we play decent defense, you can never fall too far.
I thought we'd have a pretty good matchup tonight between Shane Farley and John Colsheen, and they ended up both leading their teams in scoring tonight and right there in the rebounds. But Shane kind of brought it early. You guys hit the glass hard. You just didn't make as many shots in the first half as you ended up making in the second half.
And we missed a lot of shots inside in the first half. We weren't getting good balance in there. We struggled a little bit inside our big stead finish, and we just need to fight through that. We need to start making those plays inside. We're not going to get we can't leave those chances on the table moving forward in this season. But we're working at it, and it's a matter of squaring up, getting balance, finishing. I think sometimes you throw it up there, I think that's going in, and start heading the other way. But keeping your focus, keep repositioning yourself to have a better position than you had a second ago, and it's just a lot of things we're working on, balance, things like that.
Tell me a little bit about Demet Ong, where he came from, and he has got that head of steam for a point guard. He knows where to dish it. He had a couple of turnovers tonight, but it seemed like the good outweighs the bad. He's not the kid that's looking to shoot it all the time. This is the first time I've got a chance to see him.
Yeah, Ivan is quick as a cat. He come from the Philippines. His mom is the science teacher here, and he's been here 4 or 5 years, and you're not going to find anybody quicker. And he's a good player for us. And I told him before the game, I want you to go at I usually used to say this thing used to be Mach 5, but I say Mach 4.5. It's Mach 5 with a little bit of control. And you know, he'll make some quickness plays for you. He'll push the ball. He's a good kid, hardworking kid, and, you know, he's really a good kid to have on the basketball team. So, you know, Ivan, he can do some dynamic things just with his quickness, and that comes in handy. He's tough to trap because he's tough to get to corralled in when other teams want to press. So we're very fortunate we hired his mom as a science teacher here a few years ago because we're lucky to have him.
Talk a little bit about what you'll – in limited practice time before you take on Kennesaw, who went to the state tournament and is pretty solid, lost a lot of kids from last year, but got to see him play Shelton. They're kind of a defensive team as well. And as you get ready for the holiday tournament, talk about getting ready for Kennesaw and what you're still looking for between now and then.
Well, Kennesaw, Jack does a great job over there. They're a good team, and Burr's an excellent player. I've seen him play a couple times already this year. We're going to play him twice in about a two-week window here. Yeah. And, you know, that's another game I looked at the beginning of the season. I said, hey, you know, it's that could go either way. I mean, we could win it. We could lose it. So we've really got to focus. We've got to be strong. They've got some quickness. They're a sound team. They got good three-point shooters. The Woodman kid, just a sophomore, but he's already tough inside. And they're a well-coached team. You know, we've been talking about them already this week, and that's a game that we're looking forward to. And, you know, that's one of those games in a season that you look at, and then at the end of the season you look back and you say, well, doggone, maybe we should have beat Kennesaw. You know, it's still in front of us now. We can still do something about it. So that they certainly got our utmost attention. You know, I didn't want to look past Pleasanton here. But now, you know, moving forward, we've been talking about Kennesaw, and that's a huge game moving forward to us, not just once, but twice.
Well, Coach, it's great to see the Falcons win it again, and I know we'll get a chance to see you again, especially when the conference tournament comes around. But unlike the girls, I think you've got a few more challenging games on your schedule over the next month.
We do. We've got, you know, over the next month, Elm Creek last night beats Kearney Catholic. Axtell beats Amherst rather handily going away. Kennesaw twice. We've got some, Red Cloud's a good team. I watched them last night, beat Shelton pretty good. They got a nice squad. So we got a lot of games going forward in the next, when we come back to 27th, I think we got seven games in the next 2 weeks after that. And there's a lot of what I call coin flip or could go either way games. And we got to make sure we get our share of them. It's got to come from hard work, and it's got to come from being smart, and we need to clean up our turnovers a little bit.
And kind of important early in January to win, because that's where your home games are. There's only a couple of home games after that second week in January, so a chance to put together some wins here at the first half of the season. 4-0, can't do any better than that. Coach, thanks for the time and congratulations. Great to see you again.
Great to see you, Doug. Thanks for the coverage. Appreciate it.
Brent Heinrichs, head boys basketball coach here at Wilcox Hildreth. They win it 52-20. And we'll wrap it up after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, it's all wrapped up here tonight at Wilcox Hildreth, and the Falcons get the doubleheader sweep, 37-35 of the girls' game, 13 points for Jessica Harms and Rachel Earhart, 11 rebounds for Riley Jenkins, and 9 for Harms. Pleasanton got 8 points from Mallory Pates, Kristen Tolles, and Taylor Nichols. And in the boys' game, Wilcox Hildreth 52-23, 16 points, 12 rebounds leads the way for Shane Farley. Earlier today, the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams were both winners. The Nebraska women picked up a victory, and right now the Nebraska men are in a battle. They lead the Citadel at Pinnacle Bank 55-51. That game is currently airing on the Breeze 94.5 FM and on ESPN 1460 and 1550. It's college football. Tonight's final bowl game, it's all Louisiana Lafayette so far, leading Tulane 21-0 early second quarter. Earlier today, The first game was the most exciting game we may see the whole bowl season. Colorado State, an amazing comeback to beat Washington State 48-45. Southern Cal beat Fresno State 45-20. San Diego State rolled up Buffalo 49-24. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of the state of Nebraska as they have for decades, visiting each school and taking care of the coaches and athletes. Misco Sports wishing you a Merry Christmas. See you before the games begin and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Again, this is our final broadcast until the 30th when we will have the Ravenna Holiday Tournament here on Classic Hits. Ravenna plays Centura. Overton plays Spalding.